Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Monday, June the 14th, and I am Amish. And this is the Amish Just Ask Amish show and Amish comedian. I am your host. And let's see. It is, you know what, I'm so used to Father's Day being around the 14th, but that isn't the case. It's actually next weekend on the 20th. Also, Father's Day also kind of coincides with the, the summer solstice. So that's usually a big time for pagans and people who are into the moon and the astrology and that sort of thing. So a lot of exciting stuff happening next week. And then last time I checked, I think there was some sort of full, no, I think it's July where there's a full moon. But let me go check my calendar. I've got one of those astronomy calendars that I get for Christmas every year from my uncle, who's part of the Astronomical Society in Toronto. So let me check my calendar, and let's look for an eclipse. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Eclipse. Summer solstice on the 21st at 7:29 a.m. That'd probably be Eastern Standard Time. Where is my eclipse? Partial lunar eclipse. There we go. June 26th and... yes, that is also the date of the full moon. Perfect. So June 26th, that should be a good day. Make sure you're outside looking at the moon. Hopefully it'll be clear because the moon's always better with a clear line of sight. So normally I have my show on Sunday nights, and I've started taking a course on how to write and how to just start the whole writing process. As you know, it's something I used to do when I was a kid, but something I got out of habit and not doing. And I find that I have a lot of guides that really want to help me with writing and to be able to do it. So that's something that I want to sort of get on track and get start doing again, even if it's just for fun, because I find that writing is a really good release. Some people keep a journal, but I don't know. Just the thought of someone finding everything that I've been thinking really kind of bugs me. Nothing's private, and I guess deep down inside I am a private person, although I do have a radio show and tend to blab on it. But if I have innermost thoughts and feelings, I don't want people reading them. You know, that's my stuff. If they want to know, they can have a discussion with me. They don't need to be nosing through my stuff and reading it. So hence why I'll never be having a journal. So, let's see. We have someone calling in, but they don't have a question from area code 818. Welcome. Good morning. We have guest 123 in the chat room. And if you want to create an account, all you have to do is log in. All they ask you for really is your email and a password. And then you're actually allowed to contribute to the chat room. You know, sometimes if you're a guest, you'll see someone say something and you'll go, oh, I've got to retort to that, but you're a guest, so you're not allowed to talk. So it's well worth it. Plus, you can make up whatever funny name you want to guess, but Amish Comedian is taken. Apparently, Jupiter is taken as well, which is very lucky that you got that name. Un momento. Yes, honey. You're not done with, you're done with electronics. You're grounded off electronics for a week, remember, for hitting your brother. Okay? So I'm not plugging in the Wii. You're not playing it either. Okay, I asked you to go to a different floor. Vamoose. So apparently I am hosting this with small children at home. So just so you know, in case there's an interruption, you know, I am a multitasker. I can actually neglect my kids and host a radio show at the same time. Very fantastic. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Oh, I saw this on Yahoo for something, whatever I log into in the mornings. There is this baby smoking. It's in baby's in the Philippines, I think, a little boy, 2 years old. So I thought, well, I got to see this video because how can a two-year-old smoke? And I'm watching the kid smoke, and I'm like, this kid, and this is just, to me, what proves that there are past lives, is that kid knew what they were doing with the cigarettes. They were blowing smoke rings. Obviously, this kid was a heavy-duty smoker in a past life. And apparently, the kid will have fits if it doesn't get the cigarettes. And as much as I am totally against kids smoking, because it's wrong, obviously this kid needs it because there's some sort of past life thing going on with the cigarettes. 1 second. Yes, Owen. I said please go on a different floor. You cannot play the Wii. I'm not turning it on. Oh, Kevin's grounded from the electronics for fighting, okay? All right. Okay, so there we go. So if anyone wants to call in, the call-in number is area code 347-994-3895. I'll take any questions you have. I prefer right now not to take any relationship questions. It's just I'm finding that really the only person that can answer those questions is yourself. I could tell you things, but, you know, everything you need to know in regards to your relationships with other people is look within. And what you really need to do is look at yourself and see what it is that you're lacking or what it is that you need from this relationship to make yourself happy. Because there's nothing anyone can tell you that's going to fix it. There's nothing anyone's going to tell you. All we can do really is tell you that something else is going to come down the road and it gives you some hope. Hope is great, but hope also keeps you from being in the present moment. So, well, say the question I'm not answering. Okay, if there's relationships and, oh, no, I guess there's nothing else. I'll answer anything except for relationships. So, ooh, Diane's here. Welcome, Diane. Thank you for coming to the show this morning. We've discussed the eclipse already. It's on, well, I've discussed it. No one's calling in. But there's going to be an eclipse on the 26th, which is funny because I have this friend and she has these parties and I know she knows nothing about astrology or anything like that. But she seems to have these parties, and there's always an eclipse during the party, and I end up walking home from her parties because she's just down the street, and I'll see the eclipse in the sky, and I'll be a little bit tipsy, and I'll go, oh, what a great night. And it's just the most, I don't know, basking in the glow of it. It's just, and the last time it was some sort of harvest moon, too, and I went, oh, this is the best night ever. So that's what's going on this month, and there's the summer solstice on the 21st, and although I am taking calls, no one is calling in with any questions, but I am not answering relationship questions, so people can call in with anything else. I'm studying right now to become a minister, and part of it is doing an essay based on a book that I've read. And I haven't read the book yet, so I'm working on that. There's a cardinal that keeps visiting me in the backyard, and there's a certain butterfly that keeps coming around, too. So it's nice when animals and, you know, insects and anything like that, you know, wants to be around you because they're obviously there for a reason, and that's a bird especially is a symbol. So if anyone has any questions about dreams, symbols, that sort of thing, I can answer that as well. I'm no dream expert, but, you know, certain things do resonate with me, and I do study dreams, so I can more often than not be able to offer you a reasonable explanation. And what else? What else is going on? Let's see. Okay, so we are waiting for Renee to wake up, and hopefully she'll be up soon. And I listened to a show last night called Old Rooter. Unfortunately, Diane can't listen to it because it would be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning her time, but it was pretty entertaining. I had to chuckle. I was up late because I had my writing course until 11 o'clock was my conference call, so I was up late anyway, so normally I can't stay up that late to listen to the show, but last night I did. It was fantastic. And I haven't... Normally, I'll have a couple glasses of wine before my evening show, but because right now it's 9:39 in the morning my time, it's a couple cups of coffee. So we'll see if it makes my intuitive side a little bit keener or if the alcohol is actually better. One's relaxing, one's not so relaxed. Well, coffee is kind of relaxing, but I don't really think it opens you up like alcohol does. Alcohol tends to let the psychic senses flow. I can do a little bit of numerology as well. So if you have any numerology, I can't even say them. Apparently alcohol makes me talk better. Coffee, not so much. It is good coffee, though. Yes, it's more fun to listen to the live show because that way you can chat and you can have a discussion going on in the chat room. Love the chat room. I think it's the greatest function of Blog Talk Radio. Gives you something to listen to. And listen to or multitask. I like to type. Typing's good, so that's part of my writing, I guess, is typing in chat rooms. But I don't think that would be a very sellable book. Things that I've written in chat rooms, it wouldn't make any sense. I don't see it going to print. What else do I have to talk about? I should probably make an agenda and talk about whatever it is that's going on. So, but it usually helps if someone calls in with a question. So Diane's here too, and she's an expert on clearing spirits from homes. So if you find yourself in a haunted house, please call in, and maybe Diane will call in through Skype or through the chat room and give you some hints on how to clear spirits from your home. Renee will be calling in coming to the chat room at some point, and she's an angel photographer. She sees angels and takes pictures of them. So there is proof that there are angels around you at all times. I don't know that much about angels, but from my understanding, we are never alone. They are always with us. So it's kind of a comforting feeling to know that you're never alone, except for maybe when you're in the bathroom or the shower. And you want to think, I hope I'm alone right now. But it doesn't matter because you know what? Spirit isn't judgmental. So no matter what you do, everything that they feel about you is in love. So there you go. And okay, it's 9:41. I've only been on 11 minutes. Now I'm tired of talking. And we don't have anyone asking me any questions. See, this is more of a question-oriented show. Just ask. I have no one asking. So if you ask, I can answer. I've got lots of room for talking. Let's see. All right. What else can I talk about? I'm not that big of a talker. Let's see, which is kind of ironic because why would someone have a radio show if they're not that big of a talker? I have to write a test for my employment. I've been looking for a job lately. Oh, here's what I have to talk about. So I've been looking for a job lately, but, you know, sometimes I'll check in different cities all over the place. One of the biggest hirers right now, and I'm sure that you guys in the U.S. are in some sort of recession where there aren't a lot of jobs, but one of the biggest people hiring right now in the States is a company that makes military weapons. I'm kind of scared that's the only place hiring in the States. It's crazy. So if you're like a pacifist, where do you work? Because the only people hiring is this Raytheon company, and they make weapons. So if you're not someone into weapons, where does one work? Anyways, I don't have a science background anyways, but I'm, you know, companies like that, they all need support people. Sales, that'd be a funny job for me, selling weapons. Hi, need a gun? Like, what do you say? Like, and who are you selling to? I guess maybe other governments? Or would you just be a supplier? Like, who buys weapons? I guess different countries. So I guess you'd have to have some sort of degree in foreign languages or foreign diplomacy or something. I'm not quite sure how one sells weapons. So, anyway, so, okay, now we're at 9:43. No one calling in with any questions. Diane, if you have a question, I can see that you're on the phone listening in. If you have a question, just type it in the chat room and I'll pick you up. I don't know if you know how to put your hand up in the chat room. See, now Reuter, if this was his show, he would just pick you all up in the switchboard and out you. But I don't want to out you. If you don't have a question, you know, you don't have to talk. That's the way it is. Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about my alcohol problem here. I had four drinks on Friday night. Four. Count them four. One, two, three, four. And I'm not a small person. And for some reason, I have no recollection of having walked home from this friend's house. And apparently she walked me home, which was great, because I don't even know if I would have ended up at my house. But who blacks out after four drinks? I'd like to know. I said I wasn't feeling well. That's a lot. Not a lot. That's not very much for someone to black out. Oh, well, from what Diane says in her development classes, drinking and drugs is not allowed prior to doing any mediumship work. They say that it channels the darker entities, people who are, I don't know, like maybe dead people who are want to take advantage of you. Who knows? I don't believe that there's really any darker entities, so that, like, I just don't think it's good practice to go to a class drunk or on drugs. If you're going to learn how to do mediumship work, you know, and I've been taking classes for years, it's never really, I think once I had a beer, because I had a beer at lunch and then I had an appointment to go see a spiritual healer afterwards. And I did have a couple beers when I went to see her. And she automatically thought I was an alcoholic, but I wasn't. You know, it's just the off chance that I happened to have a couple beers at lunch because I went out with someone, not that I was at home by myself drinking before going to this appointment. I don't think you should go to classes having imbibed alcohol or drugs. Having said that, you know, it's your choice. Because I know I don't really like to be around drunk people. And if I'm in a class, you're with other people. And if I'm not drunk and you're drunk, I don't know. It's not going to make the class more fun. It's going to make you more annoying. So what I've heard is a lot of the mediums at different camps, they will be half-cut most of the time. But that's their thing. Like, there are different ways to get into an altered state. Drugs is one, alcohol is another. Relaxation is probably the best choice for it. But I got to say that, you know, it's your choice. You know, if that's the way you want to work, that's your choice. You know, ideally, do you want to work drunk all the time? Well, then you have a crutch. It's like not being able to go to bingo without one of those trolls with the funny hair, because that's your lucky troll, and if you don't have the lucky troll, you're not going to win. So, do you want to be dependent on anything? I don't think you want to be dependent on anything. I don't want to be dependent on alcohol to do readings. You know, back in the day when I was in my 20s, I had to do that because I was uncomfortable with doing it because I hadn't done it very often. So, if I was in an altered state, man, the message is just... And I was a little scared of the whole process, too, because I was uncomfortable. It was new to me. No one had ever explained it to me. It's just something I had to pick up and do on my own. So... being in an altered state made it a lot easier for me. Now that I've been doing it for a lot of years, I don't need alcohol anymore to do it. So, you know, most of these mediums that are at these camps, they've been doing it for many, many years, so they probably don't need it. Now I started doing the writing thing, and I sat on my back deck and had a drink while I was doing the writing, and it just flowed, and I went, oh, this is a pleasurable experience, writing and having a drink. So it depends, you know. I guess it's personal choice. It's free will, right? What's your take, Diane? Do you think it's now you've never done it, or no? It's just not permitted in your classes. So what do you? I think it's, you know, a matter of personal choice. Now, if I were going to go and get a tarot reading done or get a spiritual healing done, do I want the person who's doing it to be on drugs or drunk? No, I don't want the person to be drunk doing it. Just because I think it's unprofessional. Just like if I went to a hairdresser, if I'm smelling booze on their breath, I'm not going to be too pleased with that, and I may not go back to that hairdresser. Maybe it's just a weakness thing. I just don't believe that that's the way that it needs to go. If anyone has any questions in the chat room, please put them in the chat room. I will answer them. I'm not someone who can talk for an hour nonstop. If I don't get any questions, I'll probably have to end the show in about 11 minutes because I honestly don't have too much more to say. I could go on about, I don't know, the weather in Windsor, but I don't think anyone really cares. Okay, it's this discipline here, and I wouldn't. Yeah, well, you know, I think that you're probably right, Diane. I think that, okay, for example, say that you've gone out for dinner with your husband and had a couple glasses of wine. Then you get this emergency call that says, okay, I need you to come over here and clear this from my house immediately. I think you would still go and do it. I would. I'd say, okay, well, this is how the circumstances have laid themselves out. Spirit obviously knows that I have had a couple, and yet, you know, I've still got this phone call. So obviously they think that I am capable of doing it well under the influence of these two glasses of wine. Okay, so my Destiny in the chat room has a question. Should we rent the house in Puyallup, Washington, or keep looking? I'm getting tired of looking. I'm seeing the house in my mind, and I know you're tired of looking, but I feel that there are going to be problems that the landlord won't fix immediately. At first, I saw electrical problems, and then I saw nothing that's going to, you know, blow the house up or do anything like that. So if you're willing just to move in and cope with the problems, then fine. I do see it as a bright house. I don't see anything dark about the house. I don't see any problems in terms of neighbors. I don't see any problems in terms of, you know, needing something clear from the house. But I do see that there are some problems with the electrical. And it's funny because at first flooding came to mind, but I see it as higher up in an elevation. So why it would flood, unless there's something to do with the pipes. I saw flooding and maybe an electrical problem. If there's a basement in the house, don't put anything in the basement that isn't higher up, because I see a few problems with the pipes. I just don't think that it's been sort of kept up over the years. So does that make any sense to you, my Destiny? So if that makes sense to you, just, you know, say yes, say no, or you can continue looking. But I think, you know, it's giving me like a white vibration, which means, you know, it'll be a good place for you. But just anticipate that there will be a couple problems with technical difficulties. Everything else seems to be fine. All right, let's see. Oh, we got someone calling in from area code 253. Hi there, you're on the air with Amish.
Good morning, Amish. This is Andrea. I'm calling from Washington.
Oh, hi.
Washingtonian.
Hi. Are you the person with the question?
I am. I do have a question. I'm in the process of selling a piece of property. I was wondering what you get on that.
Oh, Sandra, okay. Is there some land attached to the property, or is it just a house?
It's actually mostly land with a little vacation yurt on it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of land with it. So you're in the process of selling it. You want to see if there's... Now, why
are
Washington's so beautiful?
Oh, this is stunning property. It's
mm-hmm.
just magical. It's 3.5 acres on the water with 1.5 acres of beach. You know, it's unbelievable.
It does look very beautiful to me. It's just it's got to be the right, it's waiting for the right person to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a good piece of land. You know, there's nothing derogatory about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there is going to be a sole gentleman that'll be interested in it.
Good.
But I don't see it for about 2 to 3 months, unfortunately.
Okay. Can you describe him at all?
Well, I don't want to out him.
Oh, okay. Well, he can be in the closet. It's all right with me.
But he does. He's older. I'm getting maybe late 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Thin man, glasses, kind of balding on the top, very gray hair.
Okay.
He's affluent.
All right. And is he going to just come in via the regular channels like the MLS? I have it featured property, you know, that sort of thing. All the normal channels.
I feel that he knows the area, and that's how he's going to come across it. I'm not getting anything in regards to how he gets to the property, but he does know the area already.
Okay. Thank you, Amish. This has been very uplifting. Appreciate it.
Oh, good. Well, how long has it been listed for?
Well, off and on for too long, mm-hmm. but it's come down $100,000 lately, and so it's been there for 2 months listed
mm-hmm.
at that price.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, you would think that someone would want this property before the fall, but it will be, you know, toward the end of the summer.
Uh-huh. You mean as a bid or as a sale? Because it usually takes
I'm feeling a sale because I do see him taking it over. What's his intention? Oh, I guess it doesn't really matter because it's his thing. But it's like he wants to leave something to some nieces and nephews and that sort of thing. Not that he's dying or anything, but he needs some space. There's something creative that he wants to do, and he finds that it's the perfect space for him creativity. Well, whatever. Can't talk this morning.
Yeah, I got the same thing going.
Yeah.
About forming the words around my teeth, I think. I got it going, too. Hey, okay. Yeah. That sounds really good.
I could buy it. I love that area.
Oh, and I wish I could keep it. It's just become a financial burden now. So, but it is stunning, and my jaw dropped open when I saw it. It's so gorgeous, pristine. Okay.
Well, just remember the times you had, and you know you've got all summer with it too.
Oh yeah, and so you're seeing him sell it like in September by the end of summer.
Definitely by October.
By October, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right. Okay. Take
good
care.
Morning.
Have a good day. Good morning to you too. Take care. All right. Bye bye.
We're still giggling.
Bye. Giggling in the morning is good. All right. So that was my first caller. Woohoo! Let's hear it for the first caller of the first half hour. I think it was Andrea or Sandra from Washington. Woohoo! Okay, so we've got Sandy here. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Renee. How are you? Thank you for tuning in to the show. I want to move to that property. Hey, Renee. Oh, maybe get in touch with that woman. You're pretty close. You're a West Coaster. Yeah, it does sound beautiful. I love that state. Washington State is so gorgeous. I hear Oregon's gorgeous, too, and it must be a little bit warmer than Washington State. So I'm passionate about places with trees, and I don't necessarily need to be around the water, but I love the whole tree thing going on. Fortunately, I've got a lot of trees at my house, and I'm staring at them right now, but with the trees, I don't know, I've got some bad mosquito action happening in my backyard. So I'm thinking about getting a bat box and putting it in one of the trees so that we can have bats. Wouldn't that be great? Nothing scares you more than a bat. That's like a rat with wings. Fantastic. But they do eat the mosquitoes. So that would be the ecological way to get rid of the mosquitoes, I think. And, we got some more callers. So area code 561, you're on the air with Amish.
Hello there.
Hi there. What's your name?
Lena from Florida.
Hi, Lena. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Do you have a question today?
Yeah, I had a job interview last Wednesday, and I was just wondering if you thought that I might get that job?
Last Wednesday, let me tune into my guides and find out, because I'm not getting anything initially. Sometimes I'll get an answer right away, but then not always. Let's see, Lena, Florida, job, mob interview Wednesday. You know, I'm getting a no. And this is going to sound really horrible, but I think they're looking for someone younger. Does that make sense or no?
I don't know. I mean, I would think they would want somebody mature, but...
I'm getting that you will get something in the summer, though.
In the
so we're almost at the summer, the 21st. Have you been applying for anything else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm applying like crazy for jobs. I mean, yeah, I mean...
So when you're in an interview, Lena,
mm-hmm.
how do you come across? Because right now you sound to me like you don't have any energy and you're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people can see that when they're in an interview. So, and when I said younger, I'm sort of meaning as well effervescent, like more upbeat, less downtrodden. And it's no offense to you, but if I'm interviewing you and you're sounding like you're sounding right now with me on the phone, I'm not hiring you because it just doesn't, it wouldn't make the workplace fun. And when you hire someone, you want to bring someone in who's really just there to contribute to the entire workplace. Can you work on, you know, faking it until you make it, Lena?
Yeah. I mean, I thought I came across very well in the interview. I mean, I'm going to school for what the business is, so I thought that that was definitely a, you know, a real plus.
Okay, so you're coming across in the interview, you're like, you're sounding different than you are now.
I mean, I thought my interview went very well. I mean...
It's been my experience, though, if something goes really well, you usually, unless it's a government job, if it's a government job, it's going to be, you know, 2 months anyways before you even hear back because there's such a lengthy process involved. But if it's not a government job, you'll normally know within 2 days afterwards, unless they're interviewing about 50 applicants, which is usually one of my questions when I'm in the interview, is I'll say, you know, how many people are you interviewing for this job? If the answer is 3 or 4, if I don't hear back within 2 days, I don't have the job. Because,
mm-hmm.
and usually it's within a day. If there's 4 people being interviewed, I'll know probably the next day if I'm the last of the 4 interviews, whether or not I have the job. And I've been to a lot of interviews. And I can usually tell within the interview whether or not I do have the job. It seems the less I want the job, the more of a chance of me getting it.
yeah.
It's the rule of opposites, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I do definitely see you getting something by the summer. I don't feel that it is this position itself. And I'm not just basing that on my past experience. I'm just saying that it's going to be, I'm getting more of a July feeling that you're going to be getting a position. So keep on applying. But at the same time, even in your personal life, whether or not you're coming across as bubbly and effervescent in the interview, try and work on it more in your personal life as well. I know it's depressing not to work, but just keep it up. Keep it in your personal life. Keep it in your business life. And then that way you don't have to fake it anymore because you are feeling good. You know, as long as you've got a roof over your head, food on the table, there's no reason why there's nothing to be happy about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just my unemployment's coming to an end soon, so I'm getting a little...
Of course,
antsy
it's fear.
About that. Yeah, it is
you're getting
fear.
Antsy about it, but it hasn't come to an end yet, right?
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
So, you know, keep applying. You're doing the right thing. You're going to interviews. You're applying for jobs. So keep it up, but also work on being happy because people want to hire happy people. And honestly, people who do interviews, they sense right away, even if you've got the biggest smile on your face, it's your eyes that belie the stress, the anger, the apprehension. If you don't have it in your eyes, if you're feeling, you know, really desperate, it's going to come across. It's like going on a date with a guy. You know, if you really, really want a relationship, it doesn't matter who the guy is, and he sees that desperation, he's not going to be attracted to that. Same thing with a job interviewer.
Right. Okay.
All right. So thanks,
right.
Lena. Thanks for calling
thank
in and good
you.
Luck. And
you.
You'll have a job in the summer. Don't you worry. Okay. Take care. Okay. I'm so excited. We've got area code 610 on the phone. Yay, callers.
Hi. Hey,
hi.
I really love how you handled the last call. You whipped her into shape. I'm hoping you'll do the same with me.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is a tough love show. She should have read that before she called.
No, I'm thinking, well, I've kind of heard that call before. I'm like, wow, she really took that in a whole different way. It was very positive, very good. I'm like, wow, I want some of that. Anyway, the question I was going to ask about is, but other stuff may come up while you're answering that one. And feel free to let me have it between the eyes, whatever comes up.
First, can I have your name?
Well, my name's
Eileen. And you can make one up. I don't care. Lily?
Okay. All right. My name's Eileen. Yeah.
Oh, Eileen. Okay.
Okay, yeah, and so I was going to ask this weekend, there's a class that I'm going to in a big city, and there's a special program for the men. It's a women's kind of consciousness raising type class, and there's a special program for the men, and, my husband, we're separated, has said he would go, but then I'm not sure he would, or I'm not sure it'd even be best for him to go, but I was also thinking of taking my 19-year-old son. And I was just asking, would it be beneficial or harmful, did it feel, to bring my 19-year-old son, if he agrees to it? And should I push for my husband to come too, or would that not be beneficial in any way?
I honestly, Eileen, I don't feel that your husband will get anything from it. It'll just be a waste of money.
Okay. Well, there's no money. Okay.
Oh, it's free? Okay.
Yeah. It's included in the price, of course, that he did agree to pay for. Yeah.
Yeah. But the son, I definitely feel it would be something good for him.
Okay.
Even if he doesn't take it all away at first,
right.
It will stick with him. And maybe at the age of 24, I'm feeling, all of a sudden he'll have some sort of epiphany. Speaking of sons, un momento, por favor. Yes, honey. Okay, yes, the Rubik's Cube. We'll have to put it back together. Okay, so, yeah, I do feel like it'll be good for the son. The husband, you can bring him if you, but I think he will be, I see him sitting there with his arms crossed across the chest.
Yeah, it's like he blocks absolutely anything that I say, do, recommend. It's like some sort of wall up there.
Yeah. I see him, sort of taking away from the experience for you, whereas the son, I see him going in with an open mind. And, I don't think everything will resonate with your son right away, but I think it will sink in. It's a decision that you have to make, and I think the more you tell the husband kind of at this point that you don't want him to go, the more he's going to want to go.
Okay. Really?
let it die, and then he'll make his own choice. Let him make the decision, Don't put any pressure on him, but I don't see him as enjoying it or even adding to the experience for you.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have other callers, or can I ask another one?
Let me see. I have one other caller, but go ahead. I've got a whole other 22 minutes left.
Okay. I was wondering if there was any advice for my financial situation, like with regard to career or even negotiations, for the divorce thing, kind of thing. He was saying that he would give me 50% of his salary, which is a very big concession, but I think he's like reneging on that now, but he hasn't said that yet.
I see you not, okay, what are those colors? In the black means good, right? And in the red means?
Normally, yeah.
Okay, so in the black is good. I see you as, I don't get this, but it's like an orange, so it's not like you're going to come out, rolling in it, but I don't see you in the red.
Okay.
But orange is a little bit closer to red than black.
Yeah, danger zone. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't, because you're in a much better place, don't discount where you're at. Like, it's worth it to be a little bit in the orange.
Okay.
So in the red would be, destitute, whereas in the orange is, you're going to have to start working pretty hard to get back to where you need to be. So it's going to be a growth experience. I'm not going to candy coat it because this is tough love.
You're seeing it come in as really hard work for me. Something's coming up really hard.
It's going to be work, but it's not so much hard in that it's going to be something different for you and something that you're going to, learn a lot from.
Oh,
and
okay.
When we learn things, it usually means it's not handed to us on a silver platter, so to speak.
Right, right.
So don't look at it with fear, because it's not something to be afraid of. It's going to be, you're not, in no circumstance are you going to be destitute. Don't worry about that.
Right.
It's just you're going to have to make some concessions or work harder. So it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So, yes, he did agree maybe to the 50%. I don't feel that that's going to end up what you get.
Right, okay. All right.
So,
all right.
But that's okay because, you know, you have to make your own way too, right?
Well, I did. The problem is I killed that career to stay home and take care of his kids. And, so it's like I can't get that career back. So that's why I think.
All right. What's your month? Do you know your numerology?
No.
Okay. So I don't want to out your age or anything like that, but what do the numbers in your year of birth add up to?
8. When you reduce it again, right? Take the two digits and reduce them again.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got an 8 for the year, and
yes.
What's your month?
7.
7. So we've got 15, and the day?
26. So.
26. So we've got 15, 31, 41. So we're in a 5. Okay. So, you know, I'm no numerology expert. But so 5 would put you in an 8 year. So 8? See, right now you're in the process of, was your divorce this year? Is it going on?
Not yet. Nothing's been filed.
Because 9 year, okay, right now you're in an 8 year.
Yeah.
So next year's your 9 year. So that'll be the finality of everything.
Right.
So this year is about you sort of, you know, getting it all together and preparing, and then okay. Next year is about all the endings, which...
Unless his number was different than mine. Unless he's in a 9-year.
That's right. So maybe figure him out, too, and look it up online, because,
yeah.
You know, that'll give you sort of a perspective of where his mind's at as well and where yours is. When you're in a 9-year,
right.
That's where you take everything in your life that's not working and throw it into this imaginary dumpster in your front yard.
Yeah,
because
well, I would imagine he's in a 9-year, or maybe last year was.
Figure it out, because that's probably the case.
Yeah.
And then, especially if he was the one that was ending it, then that'll give you a better perspective on where everyone's at. 8 is just, you know, 8s aren't great years for people, so it's not a good year for starting anything new. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Go take your classes, do your seminars, that sort of thing. Let all the finality happen next year.
Yeah.
And then start building the foundation for year one. Because when you're in the year one, which is the year after next, that's when all your fresh starts happen. And it's a really exciting time for you.
Okay.
But in that process for the next 2 years,
build,
go to your classes, you know, figure out what it is that really makes your heart sing. And that'll be the next 2 years for you, building that foundation for that process.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Elaine. I'm glad I didn't have to be too harsh with you.
All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Diane. Diane.
Hello.
I know it's you. You're the Skype caller.
Oh, no, actually, and I am the Skype caller, but I'm sorry, I'm not Diane.
Oh, sorry.
That's perfectly okay. My name is Trudy.
Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
Oh, that's fine.
And I thought, okay, I'll be quiet. She's looking for Diane, so. I'm a 5. I was going to go, I should just hang up. She just told me about that. So, but I'm looking for direction. I'm disabled, so I can't work any longer. Physically, I can't do much. And I'm just kind of flopping around looking for where I need to go next. And so I just wondered what you might see direction-wise, you know?
So let me see, Trudy. So I see you surrounded by books. Are you an avid reader?
Oh, yes. I'm in the office with books up the, yeah.
Yeah, I see you, like, that's really, because that is something I see being your, it's sort of what sets you apart from others, because when other people read a book, you know, they're reading books for kind of entertainment, but you pick so much up. You're like a sponge when you're reading. You really know how to, it's like an interaction with these books. So I could honestly see you writing because you've picked up so much over the years. My tip for you with writing is, I see a woman standing on your right-hand side, which would indicate to me that she's someone who's passed on from your father's side. So either I don't feel it's a grandmother. I feel it's more of an aunt vibration on your right side. It could be grandmother, but if it is, it's probably there was some sort of maybe a step-grandma. I don't know. I just don't get that it was, because normally I'll get someone who's passed on if it's, say, a grandparent, but it's more of an upward. I feel them upward. This person I'm feeling more to the side, more of an aunt, I think. If you do choose to go through with this writing, what I ask is that you get your, I don't know how much you are into meditation, but if you could learn to open up a little bit more to spirit, I feel that someone's going to be able to come in and you're going to be able to channel someone to get this writing started. And if you do end up going down this path, I see financially it's going to be very good for you.
That wouldn't hurt, but that's not what I'm looking for, but it wouldn't hurt. And I actually have been trying to because I don't take medications for my condition, and I try alternative meditation, things like that.
Guys, fighting in the basement, please. Go. Fight in the basement. Sorry, Trudy.
That's okay. I have my own show here, too. But my husband knows better than to walk in on me when I'm on the air.
No, it might have been pulled.
and I do a show, but it's on chronic illness, chronic pain, only because that's my problem. And that's really all I can do. I can talk. My hands I can't use, and I'm in a wheelchair. And, you know, so I'm just, like I said, I'm kind of flopping around. I like doing my show, and I can talk, but it's like it's not enough. I mean, mentally, I'm great, you know, and I just, so that's, I'm just looking for direction, and I thought, well, I'll give you a call and see what you might be able to share.
Well, they have, you obviously have a computer. They have computer programs, and I've thought of this myself, but for me, it's more about the writing than the speaking. It's called Dragon something, and you can.
That's what I'm using. Yeah, I actually use that. I have to because, you know, I have three computers going here right now, and I do use Dragon. That's the only way that, you know, the writing would come about. And I had been asked to write a book, but it's like I'm thinking about it. I don't know. It's, you know,
you don't have to think about it though. All you have to do is start. Everything will be channeled to you by this woman. She'll help you. And then it'll just be there. You don't even need to think of, okay, where's this book going? All you have to do is, you know, start writing. It'll all just come to you.
Then I'm going to. My daughter actually made the same suggestion over the weekend. I was talking to her, and that's what she said. You have to start your book. I was like, yeah, maybe. But now that I talk to you, I think I'm going to. Yeah, Dragon is my lifeline to anybody because I can't even get on my computers without my Dragon.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's a perfect tool for people who, you know, aren't able to type. So, and that's why they made it, I think. So, I've considered it myself. And there's something else called, I learned about it last night in my writing course. You can dictate to yourself and they will send it back to you as an email. I bookmarked it, so let me just find it.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Yeah. What is it?
Let me just find it.
Last
night. It's Q something. Call Q. Oh, where is it? Oh, I didn't know I had. Oh, recall. www.recall. Recall. And you can dictate, like if you were on a cell phone or something or wherever, you can dictate to yourself and then say you were at the grocery store and had a bout of inspiration and you can't write it down. You would just call it into this number, and then they would send it back to you.
Wow, I've never heard of that, and I'm on my computers all the time. Thank you so much. I will get right out there and check that out because I do use Skype, and it's because I can use a headset. That's why, you know, I always call on Skype. I run my show with Skype too. Well, listen, I probably should free your line, and thank you so much. You've really helped me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trudy, and good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, so we have Trudy's called in. We have three phone lines. If area code 203 or 818 has a question, you can put up your hand by pressing 1. No, I will type it down for you. It's recall.com, recall.com. Yes, it's a different way of spelling recall. So, Gabby, yes, the kids are, it's fighting time. It's 10:20, time for fighting. So last night I was trying to get someone to watch them for a morning so I could go to a job interview. And, of course, that was fighting time during the phone call. Yeah, whoever it is on the phone is really going to watch the kids when they hear them screaming in the background. So that's the universe, I guess, their way of making me not get a job. Yeah, I'll just blame. Let's play the blame game. Yeah, I don't have a job because my kids scream. So I guess some people need an excuse for everything. That would be my excuse. Also that, and it's summer. So area code 213, you're on the air with Amish. Hi there, area code 203, you have a question?
Oh, 203, okay, I thought you said 213.
213, that's
okay.
All right.
I almost was similar to the last woman, although I am working, and but I'm tossed between two questions here. I have been trying to figure out something about someone that I used to go out with a long time ago. Apparently they're supposed to, like, pop up into my life again.
Okay, what's your name?
Ann.
I can't answer any relationship questions during this show.
Okay.
The reason I'm saying this
is I was told that I was supposed to be writing this book, and it had something to do with this person. That's why I'm asking that. But you can stay away from the relationship part of it if you want. I'm trying to find out about writing the book thing.
So you're questioning whether or not you should write a book, or have you started writing a book?
I have not. I've been told that I am supposed to, or I'm going to. And it sounded similar to what you said to the last caller, that this
okay,
book just come to me. Supposed to just come to me, and but they didn't say channeling at the time, so that's why I was wondering about it, to see if you what you thought of that.
I think what has to happen with you is you need to decide whether or not this is something that you want to do. I get right now that it's not something that you're interested in because you have so much other stuff going on right now
that you
don't find that this would, you know, enhance your life in any way. You don't really see that part of it. Now, I'm getting more of a three-year, I think, once all this is settled, if I was to look at you numerologically, you probably would be in about a 3 or 4 year right now, like sort of the building stages, because you are very busy with other things. I think once in about 3 years, when you are in more of a 9 or 1 cycle, you'll feel more inspired. Because right now I don't get the inspiration from you. So I would shelve it. Just, you know, don't worry about it. Just know that down the road, this is something that you would do well at. And honestly, when your emotions get to the point where you can't take it anymore, writing is a very good release for it. You know, some people, you know, they take medications, they do this, they do that. You know, writing is a fantastic release. And it doesn't have to be about your personal life. It can be about anything, and it'll come to you. And when you put it down on paper, you'll say, wow, that felt good. But, you know, I don't think that now's the time for you.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Take care, Ann. All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, so we have no more callers. Now, someone said that we had a question up from My Destiny, so I'm looking up the. My Destiny was asking if she should buy that or rent that house in Washington. She gave it a name. I can't remember what the name of the city was, but I gave the answer with the flooding, that there may be a little bit of a flood in the place, which was strange to me because I did see it on top of the hill, or there were going to be electrical problems with it. So that's how I felt about that house. But if she could get through that, you know, and that's just a quick fix, maybe not so quick, but you know, if you're renting, it's the landlord's fix. But I don't see the landlord as being overly efficient because I see them out of town, not within the same town that you're in. So And plus I see them with a full-time job as well, so it's going to be sort of something that when they get to it, they'll get to it. So that's what I feel. But I feel that if you do go, you know, vibrationally, the house is fine. It's just, you know, there's some problems within the house with the electrical and some flooding, but I feel it's more with the pipes than ground flooding because I feel that it is up of a higher elevation so that you don't have to worry about it coming in from seepage, say, from a heavy rainstorm or that sort of thing. It'll be more of a flooding from the pipes. Okay, let's see. Okay, it's 10:25. Woohoo! Thank you to everyone that's called in because that was quite a few callers for me. I'm not used to it. I'm used to my Sunday night show. I get maybe three if I'm lucky. Will there be a flood in Kent, Washington? The dam has issues. Ooh, you're asking the right person here. Because I've been picking up on a lot of floods lately. Flooding seems to be what I get given. Ah, Kent. I feel that there will be a lot. I don't feel like it'll be anything like the Memphis. Was it Memphis or Nashville that had the big flood? It won't be to that extreme. I do see it affecting, I'm given eight, so either 800 or 8,000 households. I'm leaning more toward 800, which is quite a few households. But I don't see people, you know, sitting on the roof of the house, nothing like what happened in New Orleans, nothing to that extent. But I do see some flooding. Also, oh, this is, I picked the card for that one. I got the Wheel of Fortune. So it's undecided at this point how many it will affect and when it will happen. It could not happen at all because this one is one of those ones where if you're in Kent right now, what I would do is just say a prayer, send a healing to the dam, send a healing in terms of the rain, send a healing. So if you can manifest some sort of energy and maybe get some other people to help and try that, there is a possibility that it won't happen because right now it's one of those up in the air. It's just like you give someone a psychic prediction, it may or may not happen because there's so much free will that goes on. You know, I could tell you tomorrow you're going to meet someone with brown hair. Well, then you might start meeting people with brown hair. Now, this flood, it could happen. But I think if there's enough healing energies put into it, it may actually be avoided. So Reiki wants to know if they see me moving and when and how far. I see a move in July, not very far. I'm given the number 11, so I'm thinking maybe 11 minutes away, 11 miles away. So it's not a far move, but I am getting a July, which is funny because 7 is July. And 11 minutes is 11, so that's 7-11. So what I would say to that is go buy yourself a Mega Million or Powerball ticket at the 7-11. So 7-11, I used to anything on earthquake in near Los Angeles next few days. No, I was listening to the radio this morning, and someone, an earthquake in Los Angeles area on September 26. I'm not getting anything. Normally what I'll get is when there were the other earthquakes, I would get a thrumming in my right ear. I haven't gotten one lately, so it would indicate to me that nothing immediate would happen. Now, you know, you may want to pay some heed to the person in September 26th that is predicting that. But I only have a few seconds left, so I'm going to say goodbye. I thank you for everyone calling in. Hope you have a great day. And I appreciate you being here, and I send you a lot of love, a lot of light, and, you know, the ability to look within and see what you're doing to make situations what they are. It's not always the other person. You know, it's now's the time to be introspective. This is all part of the ascension process. It's learning to see what's within you that you would like to change. And it's not, you're not broken. Nobody's ever broken, but you need to be the person that you want to be. Now's the time not to be hidden, but to shine. Okay? So I send you lots of love, and thank you all for calling in and being in the chat room. Appreciate it. Take care.